Welcome to A Keen Mind. I'm Jude, and in this episode, we will be doing mindful lying down yoga, or hatha yoga. So during this yoga practice, you'll be aware of your posture, your breath, movement, thoughts, and emotions. Be sure to wear comfortable clothes that don't restrict your movement. You may use a yoga mat or a carpeted floor. When engaging in the practice of yoga, be sure to side with caution and compassion as you do these poses, being aware that everyone's body is different. Some of us are more flexible than others. So we want to do these poses slowly and mindfully. Be easy on yourself. It is more wise to get out of a posture if you are in pain than it is to stay in the pose with pain. Trust the wisdom of your own body while you're going through these poses. And of course, check with your healthcare provider before beginning any new exercise routine to be sure that you are fit to do so. Let's begin by lying on the floor, sensing and feeling the body, while allowing your arms to rest by your sides. The palms are facing upwards towards the sky. And as you lie here, take a few moments to bring awareness to how you're feeling, physically, emotionally, and mentally. Notice your body as it's making contact with the floor. And begin to notice your breath. Watching the breath come in and watching the breath come out. Now, as you inhale, stretch your arms up overhead until they reach the floor above you. You may leave the arms parallel, or if you wish, interlock the thumbs and reach the hands in one direction as you point the toes in the opposite direction, getting a full body stretch. As you stretch, sense into your arms, shoulders, armpits, chest, rib cage, and legs. And on the next out breath, slowly releasing the stretch as you place the arms back at your sides. Being present with your arms as they rest in the floor, and then noticing your breath flow in and out. Just noticing how the body feels after this first stretch. And then again, as you inhale, bringing the arms up overhead until they reach the floor above you. And as you breathe out, slowly drop the arms back down toward the sides. One more time as you inhale, extending the arms up overhead until they reach the floor above you. And as you breathe out, slowly lowering the arms back down to the sides, allowing the full weight of the body to rest just where it is, breathing in and out. Next, we will do a pelvic rock. Start with bending both knees as you place your feet on the floor. And allow the arms to extend out from the shoulders like a bird with your palms facing down. Your knees are pointed toward the ceiling, and your feet are underneath your knees. Now you may begin as you inhale, lifting the buttocks slightly off the floor, arching the lower back away from the floor, and then as you exhale, lowering your back onto the floor, sensing and feeling the body after it's done the first pelvic rock. And then again on the next inhale, lifting the buttocks slightly off the floor, arching the lower back away from the floor. And on the exhale, gently lowering back to the floor in a neutral position as you rest. Noticing changing sensations, thoughts, emotions that may arise, being present. One more time. As you inhale, you're invited to slowly lift the buttocks off the floor, arching the lower back away from the floor, holding for a moment, and as you exhale, gently releasing back to the floor. From this position, you can allow the legs to come back all the way to the floor in corpse pose. Just allowing the arms to be at the sides, the hands at ease, and breathing in and out. Being present with sensations, thoughts, and emotions. Then, bending both knees and placing your feet on the floor, we will do a rock and tilt for the spine. We'll begin by breathing in and pressing down slightly on the tailbone, feeling a small gap between the lower back and the floor. And as you breathe out, gently lower your back to the floor, making the back flush with the floor. And just repeating this back and forth, breathing in and pressing down slightly on the tailbone, creating a small gap between the lower back and the floor. And as you breathe out, lowering off the tailbone and pressing down your lower back to make it flush with the floor. Coming back to neutral. Keeping your feet on the floor and noticing what you experience after the rock and tilt. We will do the rock and tilt one more time. So again, breathing in and pressing down slightly on the tailbone. Feeling a small gap between the lower back and the floor. And as you breathe out, gently lower your back to the floor, making it flush with the floor. Then coming back to neutral. Keeping your feet on the floor and noticing what you experience. Now we'll prepare to do a twist. So while our feet are still on the floor, we're going to slowly bring both knees down to the right side while keeping both shoulders flat to the floor, extending your arms out from the shoulders like a bird, and then turning the head to the left, turning into the twist with awareness, being present. Maintain the breath in and out. Sense and feel into the twist as you breathe in and out. And on the next exhalation, release from the twist, bringing the knees back up with your feet on the floor, breathing in and out. And now bringing both knees down to the left side with both arms extended out like a bird, turning the head out to the right into this twist, being aware of any waves of sensations, noticing posture, being aware of thoughts or emotions that may arise, being with a twist with awareness as you breathe in and out. And on the next exhalation, release the twist by bringing the knees back up with your feet on the floor in a neutral position. Perhaps noticing if one side feels any different from the other. Now bringing one knee and then the other towards the chest, and using both hands, you may squeeze the knees towards the chest and rock side to side. Feel the breath as you're holding the knees and allow the face to be soft, rocking side to side. Breathing, and when you're ready, releasing the legs gently back to the floor, allowing the full weight of your body to rest on your mat, and just notice the breath. And we're going to bend the knees again, placing the feet on the floor and bringing one knee and then the other towards the chest, using both hands to squeeze the knees towards the chest as you rock from side to side. Feel the breath as you're holding the knees, allowing the face to be at ease. Then slowly releasing the legs back to the floor, allowing the full weight of the body to rest on the mat, noticing the breath. Now bending the left knee and placing the left foot on the ground, straightening out your right leg. Gradually begin to raise the right leg up in the air while pointing the right heel toward the sky as we breathe in and out, feeling the stretch. You're welcome to put your hands around your thigh to hold your leg up, feeling free to extend your toes towards the sky and rotating your ankle in different directions, allowing the ankle to come back to neutral and feeling the stretch. On the next out-breath, you can gently release and lower the leg to the floor, bringing both legs back to the floor, letting the full weight of the body rest just where it is as you breathe in and out. And from this position, on the next in-breath, you can lift your arms up overhead, stretching the hands up and pointing the toes in a full body stretch. And as you breathe out, allow the arms to slowly come back down to the sides. Now bending the right knee and placing the right foot on the floor, straighten out the left leg. Raise the left leg up in the air with the heel pointing towards the sky. Feeling free to grab the leg and support it with the hands into this stretch as you breathe in and out. As the heel points towards the ceiling, working at your edge but not overworking. Rotating your ankle in one direction and then the other. Allowing the ankle to come back to neutral. Holding the stretch and just breathing. Being present. Then slowly releasing the left leg back to the floor. And once again, we will do another full body stretch. And as you breathe in, allow the arms to come up overhead. And as you breathe out, release the arms slowly back down to the sides. Just stopping to be aware of any different sensations felt in the body after this stretch. Now we will bend the right knee and grasp it with both hands and pulling the knee towards the chest while keeping the head on the floor or off the floor facing the knee. Just be mindful of this posture. Be aware as we breathe in and out. And on the next out breath, gently bring the right leg and the head back to the floor. Pausing to see if you can feel a difference between the right leg and the left leg. Then grabbing the left knee and pulling it towards the chest, keeping your head on the floor or off as you face the knee. Feel the stretch. And gently releasing the left knee back to the floor and allowing the arms to come back down to the sides. Next, we will inhale the arms up over the head, back onto the floor, stretching for a moment, pointing the toes in the opposite direction. And as you exhale, you may allow yourself to sigh or yawn, releasing the arms back down to the sides. And you're invited to roll over to your right side. And then slowly pushing yourself up to a seated position. And then coming on to your hands and your knees in a tabletop. From the tabletop position, you can either keep your hands flat on the floor, or if your wrists are uncomfortable, you may wish to make fists and put the weight on your knuckles. From this neutral tabletop position, we're going to do cow and then cat. As we breathe in, we'll go into cow pose, and as we breathe out, we'll go into cat pose several times and then come back to a neutral position. On the next in-breath, you can begin by lifting the tailbone towards the ceiling, lengthening the spine down through the belly, lifting the top of the head towards the ceiling, and as you breathe out, tuck the tailbone between the leg, lifting the spine up toward the ceiling like a cat and releasing the head down. And as you exhale, come back to neutral, pausing to be aware of sensations, thoughts, waves of emotion as you're present and mindful. And on the next in-breath, lifting the tailbone towards the ceiling, lengthening the spine down through the belly, lifting the top of the head towards the ceiling. And as you breathe out, tucking the tailbone between the leg, lifting the spine towards the ceiling, just like a cat, releasing the head down. And as you exhale, come back to neutral. One more time on your own, breathing in, doing the cow, breathing out into cat, and then coming back to neutral. From the tabletop position, you can make your way to sitting and then again lying on your back. You can bring your feet to the floor, knees are bent, as we prepare for bridge pose, which can be fairly strenuous. So just make sure to honor your body and be gentle, allowing the arms to be at your sides. As you breathe in, lift up the buttocks and the lower back, the upper back off the floor, and then grasping your hands beneath your body, stretching them towards the feet, holding this posture and breathing in and out. Not underworking or overworking. And when you're ready, you can release the hands and slowly lower one vertebra at a time as you come back to the floor. Just resting in a neutral position with feet on the floor, knees towards the ceiling. The knees may rest into one another. And we're going to do bridge pose one more time. So on the next in-breath, lift up the buttocks, lower back, upper back off the floor, grasping your hands underneath, stretching towards the feet. Just breathing and holding the stretch. And on the next out-breath, you can slowly lower one vertebra at a time back to the floor. Next, we'll do a counterpose bridge. We're going to lift the knees up in the air and grab the knees with the arms. Your head may be on the ground or up in the air. As you hold the knees, rock back and forth. A variation of this is that you can grab your feet, rocking back and forth, breathing in and out. And then releasing from the feet and then grabbing the knees again. Rock to the left, rock to the right. Rocking one more time to the right and then stopping here. Straightening out your legs so that one is on top of the other. And let your head rest on your right arm and placing your left arm in front of you for support as you breathe in and out. Gently raise your left leg up in the air and a left leg side stretch. Just breathing in and out, feeling the stretch. And on the exhalation, lowering the leg onto the floor. Rolling onto your back again, grasping the knees and rocking from left to right, breathing in and out. Again, you may grab the feet as a variation, rocking back and forth, breathing in and out. Releasing the feet and grabbing the knees again, rocking back and forth, and rock your way to your left side, straightening out your legs so one is on top of the other, as you let your head rest on your left arm and your right arm on the floor for support, and raising your right leg up in the air. Be mindful as you breathe, holding the posture, being present with thoughts, sensations, and emotions. Lowering the leg and rolling onto your belly, placing your hands at your sides. Then turn your hands into fists and place them under your pubic bone for support. And when ready, on the in-breath, raise the legs off the ground about 6 inches. And as you breathe out, gently releasing the legs back to the floor. Placing the hands on the floor by each shoulder, with your forearms resting on the floor as you breathe in and out, we're going to do a modified cobra pose. So from this position, on the next in-breath, we're going to come up to the elbows while keeping the waist and the legs on the floor as you breathe in and out. You may want to breathe a little bit more deeply in this pose. And then gently release back to the floor. You're invited to do the modified cobra one more time, or you may go into the full cobra. We'll come up onto the hands, listening to the wisdom of the body and what it can do. As we take a breath in, and on the exhalation, coming up onto the hands, keeping your waist and legs on the floor, deepening the breath as you're aware of the posture, noticing thoughts, emotions, and sensations, and then gently releasing back to the floor. You may allow the full weight of the body to rest on the floor, the head to the side. And from lying on your belly, you're invited to come into a child's pose. So you can come up to your hands and your knees. You can bring the big toes together and spread the knees gently apart. And then allow your buttocks to rest or sit on top of the legs, on the back of the heels, as your torso comes to the floor so your head can rest on the floor. Your hands may rest out in front of you, or if you prefer, your arms could be at your sides as you rest in child's pose. Just breathing, resting in this posture. From child's pose, you can come back up to a tabletop and then sit down. From a seated position, you can just gently make your way back to lying down on the back, letting the palms be gentle and loose, letting the full weight of the body rest just where it is. The feet may be at ease, the body is at rest. And just bringing awareness to the breath coming in and out. And just noticing if the quality of your awareness has changed since this yoga practice began. And then inviting yourself to come back to the breath one more time, feeling it come in and out. And I'll close the lying down yoga and meditation with ringing a bell 3 times. At the end of the 3rd bell, you're invited to bring your awareness back to the room around you gently and kindly.